My life is simply great. My silverware is gold. Through my Ballard estate, champagne's a flowing river. Next to my Rolls Royce, a Cadillac's a flavor. I'm in clover, and my cup, it runneth over. I have put my footprints in the wet concrete. My hometown now has a lily garden street. I am mobbed by fans who faint and shriek my name. The prize of fame.
Kristen Chenoweth's career spans film, television, voiceover, and stage. The Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress and singer joins conductor Thomas Wilkins and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra on Saturday, the 5th of September, to close out the Tanglewood season. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Kristen Chenoweth back to the roundtable. Wonderful to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be here.
It has been quite a spring and summer for you. You are on Broadway on the 20th Century. Well, then you got a star on the Walk of Fame. And now you're out doing the tour through May of 2016. That seems like a very full plate.
It's a pretty full plate. But, you know, a good plate nonetheless, and one I'm so grateful to have, honestly. I just did two concerts over the weekend in Virginia and Ohio, and I, having been on Broadway playing Lily Garland for 7 months, and just kind of getting back out there doing a concert, I feel lucky. I really, people say that a lot, and they go, oh, I'm so blessed, I'm so lucky, but I really feel that. And I feel so excited to get to say what I want to say through music, you know?
What goes into putting this concert together, this tour, in the sense of not only figuring out where you're going to go over an extended period of time, but also the material and what you're going to perform for the masses?
Well, for me, you know, I was just saying this last night to my conductor, who's on the road with me, Mary Mitchell Campbell. I said to her, none of these shows are the same, because we were going through each one, and some I have just piano, some I have 15 piece, some I have full orchestra, some I have 5 piece. So for me, it's no show is the same. And when I get to that specific place, I really have a tendency to change what the program's going to be up. You know, of course, there's going to be certain songs that are in it as staples, but there's a lot of material that's new for me and that I'm navigating it right now, and I love singing it. And, you know, songs like Moon River, of course, I think it's probably Mancini at his best, but for me, it's new. And for me, it's my mom and dad. And there's 9 to 5, which pays homage to Dolly Parton. So I'm doing some songs that are from movies that I love, and that some that were, you know, movies first, like 9 to 5. And I think certainly doing songs from Mary Poppins, Feed the Birds, Julie Andrews, all of my favorites are represented. But then there has to be a moment each show where I sing a song for just my own personal love of the song, and a new song for me that I've been doing, and I feel like, gosh, dare I even touch it, is The Man That Got Away.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away.
I sang it 2 years ago with the Hollywood Bowl, and a lot of this music I haven't touched since then, and that's one that that's new for me that I'm bringing out. And, you know, there's songs that people want to hear from me, obviously popular, but I do my take in 2015-16, what that is now, and I just love doing it all. There's a new song, again, not old, but not completely new, but new for me, which is written by Dolly Parton, Little Sparrow, and there's a song that I wrote that's in there. So it's kind of all over the map, Joe, and that is the greatest part about being an artist. It's getting to do what, not just what you need to do and what you have to do, but what you love and what you want to do. So that's, every show is different, and I'll conduct a show that is just mainly with the full orchestra in five. So when I come to Tanglewood, you know, I want to do songs and material that I have these incredible orchestrations for, like The Man That Left, by the way, like Moon River, right. like Case or Off the Rock. So these are songs that have touched me growing up that meant a lot to my parents and hopefully touch this younger generation of fans that I have as well.
When you talk about The Man That Got Away, a song like that from A Star Is Born, Judy Garland, an Academy Award winner for Best Original Song, how carefully do you have to think about taking something like that on?
Well, it's scary as hell because, you know, it's her song, just like maybe this time I do, and that is Liza's song. But what people forget is before Liza, there was Kay Ballard doing that song. A lot of my young fans, when I did that song on Glee, they'd say, "Wow, did they write that for you?" And I just giggle because I thought, I'm going to do Candor and Ebb so that people remember what it is and then learn. And now this new generation learn what it is and what it's from. And, you know, The Man That Got Away, I view falls in that spot of let me help show what this is so that it doesn't die. There's going to be those of us who remember it for sure. And it will never die. But you know what I mean? Just like Popular and For Good are today, I want The Man That Got Away to be out there. So I try not to think about Judy, which is impossible. I try to think about why I sing it. You know, I could have never done this song in my 30s. I wouldn't have really understood it.
Yeah.
But there are songs that you sing as you change and evolve in your journey that become very relevant to you as an artist, or to me as an artist and as a woman and as a person, which is why I do this now.
Is there any time to think of other things when you have made a commitment like you did earlier this year for On the 20th Century? Meaning, can you work on this tour and put it all together, or does your mind just completely have to be on 8 shows a week?
It's interesting. Once you get up and running, or at least this is the way it is for me, once I got up and running and comfortable, pretty comfortable with Lily and On the 20th Century, anytime my brain is, I should say this, anytime my mouth is shut, which as those of you who love me and know me know, that's very, very rare, my mind is in a state of music, I call it. Certainly doing 8 shows a week and certainly doing that role, I didn't do much else. But I was silently, believe it or not, thinking and meditating on what these shows would look like, what they would sound like. And luckily, I have people around me that help me do that while I'm doing something. See, it's like this. My teacher always used to say to me, do what you're doing while you're doing it. And I think that's the only way I'm able to do a couple, three things at the same time. Because when I was on that stage playing Lily Garland, that is what I was doing. That was the most important thing, period, the end. When I walked off stage, when I had downtime in the day, then I started thinking. So over this weekend, for example, I was at Wolf Trap. That was the most important thing that I was doing at that time, and it can't be touched since. And same with Frey Civilian, and the same will be true with all these shows coming up, with Tanglewood included. So it sounds a little bit too precious, a little bit overly dramatic, but each show is so important. I've never understood. I've had some artists say to me that I adore and actually worship and wonder how they do what they do. Everybody has their secret and their process, and some say, just phone it in. You know songs, let those be the rest time. No, I cannot do it. I wish I could, but I can't do it. So I don't know if that's a long answer to your brief question.
No.
I don't know if it even makes any sense.
Of course it makes sense. What is fascinating to me, too, I did an event the other night with Mary Louise Wilson. Who,
oh, gosh, I love her.
Isn't she amazing?
Yes.
Shared a stage with you and on the 20th Century, and she was talking about just the beauty of that group that you had together, of how loving and how family-like they were. And she said, you know, most times you say we'll stay in touch, and maybe you will, maybe you won't, but in this case, she hoped so because she actually liked everybody, which I thought was a great answer.
You know, that's so in Mary Louise fashion. And here I go getting emotional, laughing and crying at the same time. the best emotion is Bobby Hurley's been still Magnolia's, but we really were really tight. And I miss everybody. And we send each other random videos in the middle of the night, and we talk to each other. I've kept in touch with that cast, and I will continue to do so, because when you go through that together, it can't be torn asunder very easily. And when you're working with true geniuses like her, like Mary Louise, like Michael McGrath, like Mark Lynn Baker, like Andy Carl, and like Peter Gallagher, the rest of the cast has to come up. And Scott Ellis hired everyone in that show that had the ability to come up. And that is the beautiful part about Broadway. And that is why people pay to come see the show, because you got to be able to really do it. You know what I mean? And I was with people who could really do it. And I miss them. I miss them.
You know, I think the last time you were on, you were just starting to come back after the accident that you had on the set of The Good Wife. And is that still a lingering issue with you? Do you still fight that, or are you all better?
Physically, I'm not probably ever going to be the same. Emotionally, I have, though I don't sound it at the moment, I have really let it go. And it was an incredible, and will continue to be an incredible journey, but it was an incredible thing that happened. And it just makes you look at life differently. In some ways, I'm thankful for it.
Does it have an effect on what you do next? I mean, obviously, there's the physical part of it, but does it have you thinking differently to the point of, okay, well, yeah, you know, life is here and it's fleeting, so this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right, Joe. I was in rehearsal for On the 20th Century, and Warren Carlyle, our choreographer, said to me, it was so funny, I said, I can't do this. I want you to know that I'm not what I was. I probably can't do what we did in Stairway to Paradise, which was this awesome show at Encores. It was just incredible. It was an amalgam of a bunch of sketches from vaudeville times strewn together with music of the time that Jerry Dax and the Vertels did, and it was probably one of the best things I've ever gotten to be a part of in my career, frankly. And those kinds of reviews that you go, wow, you can't even buy these, right? But it was a moment in time, and I told Warren, who choreographed that, I said, I'm not going to be like that. I can't go as fast. I'm not able to move like that. I don't know if I can do this. I'm asking for your patience. And he said, the girl then was so quick, was so fast, the process was gone with you. And now you have the opportunity to actually have the process. And he was exactly correct. So for me, now in my 40s, no, it's not as fast. But the process of finding it is more valuable. I'm not saying that I was just so genius and so brilliant that I was so fast and that I could just get stuff. But a lot of steps were skipped because I did get to a place faster.
Right.
And again, I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does. And I don't mean this. I mean this with great sincerity. And that is that when I saw you on the 20th Century and you watch your performance in that, it's hard to believe there's nothing you can't do.
Thank you. thank you for that. It was a role I've been wanting to do forever, and one that I was basically, Betty and Adolf said to me many years ago, there's this role, and you got to do it. You just got to do it. And I remembered that, and remembered that, and remembered that, and Scott Ellis, and I kept promising each other that we would do it, and we would do it together, and we did. And it was a bucket lister, and I'm so glad I did it. It was the hardest thing I've ever done,
yeah,
because it's that operatic from start to finish, and highbrow comedy at its best. But again, I had wonderful people around me, and I wouldn't trade that experience for anything in my life.
Well, Kristen Chenoweth will be with the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra on Saturday, the 5th of September at 8:30 p.m., and it'll be a beautiful evening. Thomas Wilkins will be conducting the Pops. Kristen Chenoweth, always a pleasure to speak to you. I thank you so much for being with us, and what a delight.
Thank you for having me. So much. I really appreciate it.
Again, Kristen Chenoweth with the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra at Tanglewood on Saturday, the 5th of September at 8:30. You can find out more by going to tanglewood.org. Tanglewood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. So many